What's up? What's up? What's up? First of all, I want to thank you for clicking on the link. Second, I told y'all I'd be right back. Promise fulfilled. 2 episodes, 1 night. We're going to keep it moving. Turn it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Keep it on the weekend how we is right now. Who knows? The way it's looking right now, we might get a third. Might get a third show. But no, I just want to thank y'all for clicking on the link. First of all, you know what I mean? Y'all are the reason why I'm here. Y'all are the reason I'm doing this. Check out the last episode. You know what I mean? On my Facebook page, links on there. Should be right on top or underneath the show you're watching now. You know what I mean? Check out the shows in the past. If you want to get on the show, get with me. More than open to anything. You know what I mean? Anybody coming on. Alright, so we're going to get straight into it. I want to cover 2 stories in this part of the segment today. Now, I don't know if you heard about it or seen it, but a black lady on the 4th of July was on the Statue of Liberty. And she put a sign up, you know what I mean, about talking about ICE. Now, I'm about to read the article, you know, and get in depth in what she was standing for. You know what I mean? So we know she just wasn't up there for nothing, you know what I mean, for no reason. Give me a second. Yeah, like I said, we know she was up there for a reason. And we want to make sure we had the commentary on that. You know, we don't want, because I've seen a lot of nasty comments when she was on there live. So we don't want that to carry the narration going forward. You know what I mean? We want to make sure it's in proper context of why our people do what we doing, and see there's a meaning behind it. All right, so if you want to go with me, we're going to go to ebony.com, one of my favorite websites, you know what I mean, for our news, for black news. All right, black women climb Statue of Liberty on 4th of July to protest family separations. All right, let's get it. A black woman who climbed up to the base of the Statue of Liberty to protest the family separation of migrants at the U.S. border on the 4th of July was taken into police custody, CNN reports. Teresa Patricia Akuma, 44, is part of Rise and Resist, an activist group that was at the Statue of Liberty to call for an end to Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE. So if you've seen it, she had a little end ICE or whatever it says, something about ICE on her paper that she was holding up. That's what that means. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. And they're over, you know, obviously what's going down in Texas about those kids being in cages. So we're going to keep going. Akuma, Staten Island, New York resident, hails from the Democratic Republic of Congo and wanted to draw more attention to President Donald Trump's zero tolerance immigration policy, according to GQ. Law enforcement attempted to talk to Akuma off Lady Liberty, but she refused and was seen crossing and sitting on the statue for almost 3 hours. At first, she wasn't friendly with us, but we took the time to get a report with her, so that took a while, end quote, said the police department officer Brian Glaken, according to CNN. Quote, she just kind of mentioned the kids in Texas. I guess the whole debate that's going on about that. In the beginning, she threatened to push us off, push the ladder, but we stayed with her, end quote. Officers eventually reached her with a rope and harness and brought her down to safety. Martin Joseph Quinn, a Rise and Resistance organizer, said that Akuma's actions were not part of the plan, telling CNN, she climbed up there without our knowledge, end quote. The group is standing behind Akuma, telling CNN that they are working to secure the best legal representation. She was taken into federal custody on Wednesday and may be charged with trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government functions, according to National Park Service spokesman Jerry Willis. So shout out to her, man. You know, obviously she's risking her freedom, you know what I mean, risking her status to even acquire certain jobs in the future. You know what I mean? Obviously, if they're pressing charges on her, you know what I mean? We're hoping over here that she don't get no jail time, number one. Whatever charges they stick her with, I'm hoping that Yelp over here is like, and it's not going to be on the, you know, serious domestic terrorist type craziness, you know what I mean, that they could, you know what I mean, you know what type of day and time we're living in. We don't want no trumped on charges on her, you know what I mean, and we don't want this effect her going in the future, you know what I mean, her being from a different country, and you know what I mean, we don't want this no negative attention on her, so we just trying to bring it out in the light that her intention was pure. You understand her organization, you know, was behind her, but they're saying that she did that on her own. But still, you know what I mean? If she felt that emotional to do that, she's not hurting anybody. You know, so going in the future, I hope to hear anything, something positive about her and not getting into too much of trouble, you know what I mean, for this. You know what I mean? So shouts out to her, you know what I mean, standing up, doing it big. You know what I mean? Everybody can't do it like that, but, you know, to each his own. All right, now my next story, and I'm going to hurry up and cut into real quick before I take me a quick break, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be about something that happened in Dallas. Give me a second while I'm loading the story, but just to give you a quick background, a lady was getting robbed in Dallas, and we're about to find out right here, as soon as I load it up, what exactly happened. I know she shot the guy that was trying to rob her. So we're going to get into the story as soon as I get it logged up. Give me a second here. All right, here we go. Now, this is going to be on WTAE, PittsburghActionNews.com. Our local news was actually covering this. So I'm going to just read it, and then we're going to get into reactions, you know what I mean, as I usually do. Here we go. Mother shoots man after he allegedly tries to steal a vehicle with toddlers inside. Dallas. A woman shot a man in the head after he tried to drive away in her vehicle with her toddlers, police said. The incident happened around 10:05 p.m. July 4th at a gas station, Dallas police said. The man entered the vehicle and the mother jumped inside as well, asking him to stop as he was driving away, according to police. Police said the man didn't stop, and the victim took a gun from the glove box and shot him. Yeah. Yeah, that part. Quote, I should have just have emptied the whole clip, but I didn't. I just wanted to give him a warning shot. That was it. Michelle Booker said to KTVT. Quote, I'm not a killer or anything like that, but I do believe in defending what's mine. And I'm going to just cut real quick. I totally agree with that. If she would have took that man's life, she would have been in every right to do it. You know what I mean? You know, like I said before, reporting the story on my second or third episode, leave these women and children alone. They are not a sweet lick. And I'm glad they fighting back. I'm glad that they're listening to all the warnings they're getting out of here. You know what I'm saying? From you know, from me speaking up to, you know, from Tamika, Teresa Martin, you know what I mean? Kanika Jenkins' mom getting out there and saying that they out here just macing women and doing whatever they will afterwards, you know what I'm saying? People were speaking up, and this lady, what's her name? Michelle Booker, shout out to you, you know what I mean? Shooting dude. Well, let's get finished the article. Quote, let's go. Yeah, the vehicle crashed into the telephone pole, and the suspect was taken to the hospital where he was reported to be in stable condition, the police said. So, he's okay, you know what I mean, he's in stable condition, obviously, but he obviously going to jail, you know what I'm saying? So, shouts out, like I said, to Michelle Booker for doing that. Again, I'm going to say this over and over again until we get through. Man, when you feel like you got to rob somebody, leave the women and the toddlers alone, you know what I mean? Let's just say that she did have a gun. Or she, you know what I mean? She was like slower to get back to the car. Like she was distracted. I know all of us are distracted when we getting gas or whatever. And you know what I mean? Who knows what could have happened? But her being known, it's a shout out to her. That's big. But I'm just trying to say, what if the worst would happen? And he would have pulled off with that kid, not even though he was there. You know what I mean? He think he got a lick. So now there's a kid missing. Now we got another kid. You know what I'm saying? Kid missing. That's not as if we don't have enough of that going around already. See what I'm saying? So that need to chill, man. I need to stop. But shouts out to her. I think this came out with a happy ending as far as that dude getting shot. He lucky he ain't happy, you know what I'm saying? Nothing worse happened to him. You feel me? All right, so I'm going to be right back. Next topic we're going to talk about is Chris Brown just got arrested. So we're going to come back straight back with that. All right, I'll be right back. All right, I'm back in. Thank you for sticking around. And let me just say, man, this next story I'm about to cover is extremely unfortunate. Before I even say anything, just know I'm on a neutral ground. You know what I mean? I'm just reporting it so we know what's going on in entertainment, my community, you know what I mean, our community in hip hop entertainment. You know what I mean? But again, it's unfortunate on both sides. You know what I mean? After I read the two articles I want to read, then I'll just get into, you know, my opinion fully. But I'm going to just say this with a disclaimer before I even read it. I'm not taking anybody's side, you know what I mean? It's just really unfortunate. But I think it's something that we have to talk about, you know what I mean, in order to, you know what I mean, get the truth out. You know what I mean? Because you really want to know. All right, I promise y'all Chris Brown talk. Here it go. He was just arrested. You know what I mean? And I'm going to keep y'all updated, but as far as right now, here's everything I researched and found. If you want to go to Fox News, normally I don't like Fox News, but you know what I mean? They did a thorough job as far as, you know, information, as far as the most information being out right now. You know what I mean? TMZ doesn't really know why he was being charged, but this article, you know what I mean? You get to see why he's being charged, and it goes into some history. So if you want to go on Fox News with me, read along. Chris Brown arrested on an out of county warrant after concert. Okay, Chris Brown arrested on out of county warrant after concert. All right, singer Chris Brown was arrested after his Florida concert Thursday night, reporter said. Police took Chris Brown, 29, into custody after a show at Coral Sky Amphitheater in West Beach, Palm, Florida, officials said. Officials were waiting for Brown to finish his performance, TMZ reported. Officials told the entertainment site that Brown was arrested for an outstanding warrant out of a nearby county. West Palm Beach WPTV reported that Brown was wanted on felony battery warrant from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. He was booked into Palm Beach County Jail and was released after paying $2,000 bond, Palm Beach officials told the channel. Brown's representative did not immediately respond for comment yesterday. Brown spent more than $350,000 on a bulletproof SUV, TMZ reported. Last month, a woman was granted a temporary protective order against Brown after she said she attended one of his parties and he began stalking and hitting her, court documents say. Now, we're going to get more into depth about that. What I just said about the, you know, what happened last month. But, you know, as they say, he was arrested last night on felony battery charges. You know what I mean, I don't know if you know what that means, but it's almost like a felony assault. You know what I mean? Depending on, there's so many grades of it. There's simple assault. I know I was charged with simple assault before. You know, then there's felony assault and, you know, felony battery. But different states are different, charge different things for it. There's different degrees of it. So, you know, him being out on $2,000 bond, you know what I mean? I guess would suggest the severity of it. But again, I don't know who the felony battery was against in that section. But again, you know what I mean? We're going to go into the second part of the story. Because as you get to the end of that article, it's highlighted where you can actually type onto the story where it talks about how last month the woman actually got the restraining order. So we're going to get into that. Like I said, click the link at the bottom of that page. It takes you straight here. Again, Fox News. This is an older story, but just continue, like I said, to report on it. Because I don't know, this may be the reason why he was arrested last night, and it may not be. Like I said, I don't want to start rumors, but I just want to get the information out so we all know what's going on. You know what I mean? Chris Brown has been slapped with another restraining order. A woman named Cassandra was granted a temporary protective order against the singer after she alleged that she attended one of his parties and he began stalking and hit her. According to the court documents filed on Wednesday, the accuser claims that while Brown, 29, has never threatened her with a gun or any other weapon, he has been following and striking her. Cassandra alleged that Brown's harassment occurred several times on different days, though she did not specify the dates. Brown is ordered to stay 100 yards away from Cassandra to stay away from her school, which was unspecified. There we go. I got it. We like to have fun in GMP. Let y'all know. I'm not taking it off. We like to have fun over here. He also must not contact her in any way, nor is he permitted to attempt to obtain her or contact her address information. The hearing in the case is slated for July 3rd, at which point the protective order will expire unless extended by a judge. So, okay, we're just going to recap that. Obviously, it said July 3rd. You know, it being July 6th when he got arrested, that was 3 days ago. So, I'd imagine she had went through with the courts on getting that protection order revamped. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's looking like this may be the case. Like I said, I don't want to speculate on it until we get more information. But, you know, we just hope the best for both parties. You know what I mean? I know Chris Brown has a history. You know what I mean? Rihanna, we ain't going to get into that. We all know what happened. You know, he also had the history with the girl that, you know, said that she was assaulted. Something about a jewelry incident in his house, and the police came. And, you know what I mean? Guns, they said, was involved. So, you know, we never really got to the bottom of that story. And he was, I don't know if he had gotten in trouble for it. It didn't look like he got in trouble for it. So, you know, if this is true, you know, again, that's, like I said, it's extremely unfortunate. You know, I don't want to speculate too much on it because, like I said, I don't want you guys under the assumption that I'm going to take anybody's side, whether it be Chris Brown's, you know, and he found out that he's assaulted, or whether the girl, whatever happened with her, whether she was assaulted, or, you know, the other hand of the line. I'm not saying she's lying, but the other hand of the scope would be, you know what I mean, she's just saying it to say it, but, or it actually happened. So, like I said, I'm not going to get on any other side of it. You know, when more information comes out, I will be sure to present it to you guys and let you know what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with this Chris Brown situation. Either way, you know what I mean, we need him to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean, he is a, you know, role model for some of these kids out here. You know what I mean? So either way, bro, you know what I mean? We got to clean it up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got to tighten it up. Either way it goes down. You know what I mean? We don't want no blemish on your image. You know what I mean? After you going off the game, or after, you know what I mean, as your legacy goes on, you don't want this tarnished. You know what I'm saying? We all see what's going on with R. Kelly, and, you know what I mean, I'm trying to take his music off of certain platforms. You know what I mean? So we don't want our R&B guys to be going out like that. So if you know what I mean, whatever has to happen, whether it be counseling or whatever it has to be, you know what I mean, I would say far start, you know what I mean, running in different circles. You know what I mean, whatever has to happen, you know what I mean, given his history, I think it should happen quick. You know, jump on it. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna take a quick break, play some music for y'all. When we get back, what do we got here? Okay. Yeah. Next, we're going to cover 50 Cent. Hey, first of all, happy birthday to 50. You know what I mean? But second, we're going to cover a lot been going on. 50, you know what I mean? Going at Jim Jones. 50 going at Diddy. And who else did he go at? And Jay. And Jay-Z. Alright, let me get some music on for y'all and I'll be right back. What's up, what's up? Alright, I'm back in. Thanks for sticking with me. Now, this part right here, this segment right here, we're going to talk about 50 talking about Jay-Z on his IG account. Now, if you just want to click on that, I'm going to give you some time to look it up, get on your IG account, go look up 50 Cent right now so you can see what I'm talking about when we're talking about Jay-Z. Before we get into that, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you a recap on what's been going on this whole year with 50 period on how he's been through Hell Rail, Jim Jones, you know what I'm saying? Back to Ja Rule, back to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, all the issues, Aaron fools out on IG. So let's get it. We're going to give you a recap. Go back to earlier this year, Hell Rail had an incident on tape where he had got jumped or whatever. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I just know you see Hell Rail taking off, dipping. You know what I mean? 50 airs you about on IG like, yo, get the strap. You know what I'm saying? Get the strap. So Hell Rail, he's back. He made a song, just dropped it called Get the Strap. So, you know what I mean? He made for more, you know what I mean? Made a... more out of something that, you know what I mean, out of a situation that could have been bad for him. You know what I mean? So shouts out to Hell Rep. You know what I mean? Again, Juelz with his situation. 50 came out. You know what I mean? You could do your research. I can't remember exactly word for word what he's saying in these situations, but the shit was funny as hell. Whenever he clowned Juelz, you know what I mean? He clowned Jim Jones with the, damn Jimmy, who told you go get the strap whenever you got. Now y'all seen when I covered it a couple weeks ago, you know what I mean, with Juelz and Jim Jones. Yeah, 50 was all over that. I wasn't gonna report on it at first, but 50 just won't stop on niggas. You know what I'm saying? He just won't stop. Cover that niggas next. Now where was that at? Yeah, 50 talking about Jim Jones these last few weeks. Now there was a, you know what I mean, most of them he took them down. He took the pictures and the captions down, but yeah, he been lighting in the gym. Now we're gonna get into one where he talked about P. Diddy. Now, if you don't know, you know what I mean, they got a long standing friendly little beef. You know what I mean? Like brothers do, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just take your brother in the backyard, smack him up real quick. You know what I mean? You say something you don't like, you just take him in the backyard. And y'all still brothers, you know what I mean? But we won't get into it. Let's go to, this is online, hiphopwire.com. 50 Cent put pause on Jim Jones' IG beef, turns to Diddy in revolt. 50 Cent is overseeing a number of projects, which include serving as an executive producer for the Starz Network hit Power. Shout out to Power. Dope ass series. Taking time out of his busy schedule, the G-Unit mogul clown Diddy in revolt, while also propping up his series on Instagram. Quote, "Hey, I'm not ready to run a network, but I'm already running Starz. What's that shit you got on called Puffy again?" Well, I can help you fix that. LOL, get the strap. Hashtag power. Fifth fruit. Now, help me hold up for a second. There's been a lot of, stuff going on with Diddy as far as with Revolt. We might get into that another episode. You know what I mean? Like I said, I just want to make sure you be clear on what when I report it. But as far as when the executives or something had something to say that wasn't up to par or something, and heard Diddy was, you know what I mean, supposed to be cleaning house on top of that. So a lot going on with Revolt. Let me get back into this article, though. He followed with another post showing Diddy fighting with actor Carl Meany in the still shot from the film Get Him to the Creek. Capture, come on, Puffy. You can't, come on, man. You can't talk to Puffy any kind of way. Now, what the fuck you think? Get the strap. So far, Diddy hasn't responded. Perhaps this means 50 Cent is ready to move on with the beef with Jim Jones now. Like I said, it was, you know what I mean? If you want to do the research and see what's been going on with Revolt, you know what I mean? Earlier in the summer, a lot of people got fired. They said about, at least a fourth or a third or something got fired, a high percentage, and they were, you know, rim running saying that it was because of the, you know what I mean, it might be failing or not. Like I said, I'm not going to speculate on it, but I'm going to just say what, you know what I mean, what the streets were saying and all, what the rumors was, but he definitely fired a lot of people. And then rumors I got, again, like I said, rumors got out about executives saying something that he had to, you know what I mean, check and come and check over. Like I said, I don't know what was going on with it, but you know what I mean? 50 coming in. I'm just covering 50 coming in and saying something to him about it, which I thought was kind of funny. Now he's going fast forward to now, today. And like I said, you got to go on 50's page to, damn, IG cracking. A lot of females on IG right now getting smacking. But you got to go on 50's page right now, literally. Go on his page, and you see how he got a picture of Jay-Z on a, what's that called, one of them little moped speed boats, one of them quick ones. And he got him with the helmet on, right? And his sunglasses hunched up, like with a with a waterproof vest on. Here go the caption. What the fuck is Jay doing? Oh my god, LML, LMAO, laughing my ass off. Get the strap, hashtag power. And then he goes on it again. He shows, you know, Beyonce all looking like she having fun and back to him. You know what I mean? Stern on the wheel looking shook as hell. Here we go. Look at the caption. LOL, this is the funniest shit to me. Jay scared of the water. I'm cool in a pool. I don't fuck with that ocean. You know the vibes, get the strap. And then the last one I think is the funniest. Literally. It's the last post on his page as of, what time is it right now? 4:09 Eastern time. So it got Jay-Z on that, you know what I mean? It's like Photoshop of him sitting in a little grocery cart. You know, the grocery cart with the, that you can get in Walmart and ride in and put your, you know what I mean? Put your groceries in the buggy in the front and you just ride around. So I got him with that, still with the helmet on though, with the sunglasses and the. No, look at it for real though. The funniest part is the helmet though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got him with the little retarded kid helmet. First of all, Jay, why was you out there on the ocean with that little helmet on, bro? That's the part that makes it funny. Like, Beyonce out there, no helmet, no. She got the little waterproof vest on it. That's it. But this, they got him in. I'm done, yo. Oh, man, as you see, this shit tickled me. So, I mean, I struggled through, but I had to cover this, man. Check out, if you don't already follow 50, man, go follow 50. Definitely go check out 50 Central. That's coming back on YouTube. I see a little series going on there, so I'm gonna check that out as soon as I get off here. Check out Power 2. That thing is heating, you know what I'm saying? Always hot. Shouts out to the unit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we're gonna be right back. I'm gonna take my last break, and when we come back, yeah, we got a more serious story talking about Tupac and the latest news about his murder. All right, so stay with me. I'll be right back. All right, so I'm back in. Welcome back. And again, I want to thank y'all for clicking the link and sticking around for the last story. All right, yeah, I've been doing research about this last story. You know what I mean? And a point it was up for grabs. You know what I mean? I had to do a lot of research and a lot of digging. You know, because stories like this, you get emotional and you kind of want it to go to one side. But I'm going to just get straight into it. Tupac murder case, Las Vegas police reject inaccurate reports of imminent arrest. This is going to be on the wrapup.com. All right, no, there's not about to be an arrest made in the 1996 murder of Tupac. Las Vegas police told the wrap-up. Quote, we are aware of the statements made in the BET interview regarding the Tupac case. As a result of those statements, we have spent the last several months reviewing the case in its entirety. End quote. Lieutenant Ray Spencer, who leads up the Las Vegas PD homicide section, told the wrap-up in statements Thursday. Various reports that an arrest warrant is about to be submitted are inaccurate. This case remains an open homicide case. End quote. So what is the interview that they're referencing that led the Las Vegas PD to review the case in its entirety over the last few months? Well, there's an episode of BET's Death Row Chronicles that aired in February and featured interviews with Keith E.D., who is a Southside Crip member, in the late Orlando Anderson's uncle, real name Dwayne Keith Davis, and former LAPD detective Greg Kading about Secure's murder. In that sit-down, Davis revealed new details about the incident that raised some suspicions with his viewers. It even caught the eye of Kyle Long, the creator of USA's Network's Unsolved, the Biggie and Tupac's murder, who told the wrap-up during an interview about the series finale in April that, quote, "it is outrageous that Keefe D is not in jail," end quote, right now in association with the rapper's murder. Quote, "I would say in regards to the Tupac murder, I think it's, you know, very clear what happened," end quote, Long told the wrap-up. Quote, "there's elements of it that are questionable, but certainly Keefe D of the Southside Crips killed Tupac Shakur, and it's outrageous that Keefe D is not in jail, and that he should, and that should be in the article," end quote. Quote again, "in the Unsolved finale, when you see why the whole Keefe D thing, how he had immunity, and that, long story short, in real life and in television show, he made immunity to make this confession to the task force," Long said, end quote. Quote again, "when the task force fell apart, he still had immunity." Quote, "but this guy this year, no one is talking about this. But I guess people just don't care about Tupac, a young black man. This guy goes on a documentary this year and tells a version of the story, of the same story. He tries to go all cute and say, I don't know who triggered there," Long said, referring to Death Row Chronicles interview. But he talked about being in the car with the Crips. They specifically went to hunt Tupac down, and then Tupac gets shot. You just have to say who pulled the trigger, end quote. However, Long said to him, it ultimately doesn't matter that he doesn't say who pulled the trigger. Quote, "he went live on television and confused to being an accessory and confessed, I'm sorry, and confessed to being an accessory to murder. And the LAPD, as far as I know, is doing nothing about it," end quote. Long continued, quote, "and I just think it's outrageous. I don't understand it. It makes me upset. And it's just crazy to me. It's so wild that a guy can, and I don't know what kind of lawyer he has, telling him to go on a television show and talking about it. But, you know, it's crazy. So that's my rant about the Keefe D and Tupac murder. Like, to me, that murder, you could go arrest someone for that right now," end quote. According to LVMPD homicide section, sounds like you couldn't go arrest someone for that right now. Man. So excuse me, you know what I mean, messing up a little bit. It's about 5:15 in the morning. No sleep, you know what I mean? But now I could get into everything I've heard Keefe D say. I'm not going to do that. Not until, you know what I mean, it's common knowledge. And not until, you know what I'm saying, it pushes forward. Because Keefe D's on record is saying a lot and implicating a lot of people. Like I said, I'm not going to get into it. But if you want to know, that's going to be our outlaw topic for this week. I'm going to close shop real quick. So like I said, this is one of those subjects where I don't really want to get in depth about. I'm just clearing it up, though, because I've seen a lot of reports about supposed to be charges pressed, charges coming. You know, the police were talking, you know what I mean? It was rumors online on news circuits, on news channels, NBC, Las Vegas to be exact, that they were supposed to be seeing how they could press charges. I'm just letting you guys know that that's not true. You know, Las Vegas homicide section are looking into, you know, what Keefe D had said on national TV, but it's not leading to any imminent arrest. And if you know exactly what I'm saying, you know exactly where I'm going, but I'm not going. You know what I mean? I'm saying it, but I'm not saying it. You know what I mean? So no, again, no arrests are going to be made. They're not moving any forward closer to finding whoever killed Pac and Big. You know what I mean? But, again, information's out there if you want it. I'm not saying anything about it. But again, like I said, search Keith ED, see everything he said, on not only on BET, but he's actually said more in the past. You know what I mean? You just got to find the documentaries. If you want to know the documentaries, let me know. I'll put that out there, Outlaw Topic, if you got anything to say about it. You know what I mean? I'll let you guys pick it. Outlaw Topic, if you want, whatever you want to say, get with me. I'm airing it out. You know me, going to play it out. Yeah, man, I'm going to cut up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a safe weekend. I'm going to lay my butt down and get some sleep. Like I always say, it's neither here nor there. I'm out of here.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.